347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
There's a hard moon rising on the streets tonight. There's a reckless feeling in your heart.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, May 29th, 2025 edition. Got a text message from Patriot Jeff over in Mayo, Oscoda area. Says that he found out through Dan Bonomy that Mike Cox, the former attorney general back in the day, is now running for governor. He's going to be stopping in tomorrow in Grayling at the Dead Bear Brewery at 12 noon. It'll be a good time to meet and greet and ask questions if you're available. Not very often that we have a governor candidate here in northern Michigan. Jeff, I'm going to reach out to Dan as well. You need to talk to Mike. Give him my phone number. Tell him to give me a call. I'd like to invite him to come and be a speaker at our Fun Shoot Pig Roast on Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake. And I want to have him on the show. I want to vet him. I want to talk to him about some things. He knows me from 2010. We were at a couple of events together. He was running for governor. I was running for state senate. But I don't know if he remembers me. And I don't know if he knows that we now have a radio station and that I'm still doing the show. So please give him my information and ask him to give me a call any day after 12 noon. I greatly appreciate that. One of the things that I'm also looking at is this big, beautiful bill that was passed by one vote in the U.S. House of Representatives last week. 215-214, Speaker Mike Johnson was able to hold it together and get enough support for it to pass the House. Now the bill goes to the Senate. And what Mike Johnson, the Speaker, has asked the Senate Majority Leader, John Thune, is to try to pass it the way it's written. Well, that's not going to happen. Why? Because the upper chamber, the senators, the big brothers in the political process in Washington, always change bills when they come from the House. There's no way they ever cookie cutter a bill ever that I remember, can remember ever happening in Washington, D.C. Well, two of the Republican senators that are fighting it, especially and have been very vocal about it, is Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin and Senator Rand Paul, both Republican from Kentucky. Senator Paul says that this does not cut spending enough. He understands the policies, the good things that are in it, and said because of those good things, he could probably support it, but he really wants to see more deficit reduction. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is even more louder a critic about the spending. He claims that it's $37 trillion in national debt that he sees no end in sight. He sees no way of growing the economy to pay down the debt as a result of this bill, and therefore is not going to support it. Well, that could be potentially a big deal, a problem for getting this passed this upcoming month in June, getting ready to send it to the president on 4th of July, Independence Day, for signature. But I think after looking at the main bullet points of this big, beautiful bill, I think what Senator Johnson's falling a little short on is understanding the revenue increases that are going to result the lowering of taxes. Well, wait a minute, Randy. If you're lowering taxes, you're lowering revenue coming into the Treasury. That's going to cause the deficit to get bigger. No, that's not true. When you cut taxes, you actually generate more revenue to the Treasury because you have more people paying into the system because of the jobs that are created. When you cut corporate taxes, when you cut taxes on overtime. But as a small business owner, so many times, ask Ian Murphy at the Iron Pig, ask any successful business out there. Getting people to work more than 40 hours is sometimes pretty difficult. You got families, you got obligations. Man, I'd love to work, but I can't. I got to get home and take care of my kids. I got to take care of my kids while my wife goes to work. I got to take care of the kids. I got to go to the soccer practice. I got to, you know, buy groceries. I got to do things. Well, there's an incentive in place in this big, beautiful bill. No taxes on overtime. Whoa, wait a minute. What did you say? Well, if you don't have to pay federal income tax on overtime, guess what? You're going to work it. You're going to figure out a way to find somebody else to take your kids to soccer. Maybe little Johnny's friend, maybe his mom can take Johnny to soccer practice. You'll pick him up after, but she can get him there. Or she can stay and bring him home too. That would be great. Next time I have a day off where I don't have to work overtime, I'll do it. You'll figure it out. But as a result, when people work overtime with no federal income tax, guess what? They got more money to spend. They got more money to buy groceries with. They got more money to pay the bills with. They got more money to put back into the economy. As a result, other people, when they buy their products, goods, or services, they will be making money. This is, without a doubt, in my opinion, a supply-side economics trickle-down that will absolutely occur simply understanding the working class. Ron Johnson's a multimillionaire. He's been in Senate for many years. I guarantee his net worth is well in excess of $1 million. He doesn't understand the working man. I don't know if he's even talked to working men and women in his district. But one thing you have to understand is this is going to absolutely generate more revenue to the Treasury. Now, with more income revenue coming in and a focus on savings via elimination of waste, fraud, and abuse, DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, getting rid of these buildings, getting rid of these employees, lowering the cost of the budgets, the two are going to merge. They're going to meet. And when the increased revenue overtakes the spending side because of these cuts and absolutely retransforming these bureaucratic agencies, departments, their governmental lease, guess what? The spending will automatically go down. The revenue goes up. And guess what? The debt clock stops increasing. I can't wait to the day when I go to the national debt clock and it stopped. It's not increasing. I'm totally going to enjoy the day when it starts going down. And when it starts going down, folks, here's what's going to happen. And this is something I'm not sure Senator Johnson's thought through or not. When the debt stops or starts going down, our credit rating goes up. The United States government's credit rating will go up. What happens when credit ratings go up? Interest rates on your debt go down. The amount of money that we're spending on interest alone right now is going to start going down. they will start charging us less as a country for the interest on our national debt. As a result, with less interest, more gets to go towards the principal. More going to the principal is going to start paying down the debt even quicker. Every 6 months, every year, whenever it is they do it, credit rating's going to get better and better and better. The interest rate's going to go down, down, down. Guess what? It's a snowball effect. Senator Johnson, with all due respect, I understand what you're saying about the cuts. He came out with a statement yesterday on the news and said, this is my children and my grandchildren having to pay down this debt. And therefore, I'm a no on this bill. Well, that's all fine and good. But if you look at the big picture, ultimately, this will start working. Will it be next year? Probably not. The year after? I don't know. But I'm going to make a prediction right now. I've listened to a lot of these people. Art Laffer, the Laffer Curve. He was on Fox Business the other day. He says before the end of Donald Trump's term, this last term as president number 47, he predicts that the national debt clock is going to stop increasing. He firmly believes that. And he says when that happens, that is going to be a paradigm shift that we haven't seen in this country in a long time. And when those interest rates go down on the national debt, we're going to start paying it down quicker. It could actually start shrinking before possibly, he said, the end of Donald Trump's current term in office. Come January 20th of 2029, after the 28th election of the new president, because Donald Trump is term limited out, we could be in a much, much better fiscal position than what our country's in now. So we'll see where this goes. They're going to start negotiating on it heavy in committees in the Senate. The committees will make their recommendations. Any changes they're going to propose to the big, beautiful bill, they'll pass it there and then send it back to the House for another vote, reconciliation vote. Hopefully they improve on it. So maybe Massey, congressman from Kentucky, and others that voted either present or no, maybe they'll come to a yes and it can pass by even a larger margin in the U.S. House of Representatives. We'll be following it. We'll be talking about it. Short break. We're from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot in Pigro, Saturday, July 19th from noon till 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. Come join us. Bring your firearms and ammo as the safety gun ranges will be open. They will be serving an Iron Pig smoked pulled pork dinner with all the fixings, including Trucker Randy's world-famous carrot cake. Check out all the details and make a donation for your tickets at their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-420-8320. See you there!
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Just to wrap up the connecting of the dots in following this one big, beautiful bill that was passed in the House, now being argued, debated in the Senate in Washington, D.C., has ramifications to the states. Because in the bill, they're making certain cuts. They're trimming fat, waste, fraud, abuse, duplication of spending to a lot of these state programs. I know the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, and the Democrats are all freaking out about the money cuts to Medicaid. Well, the changes, the cuts, are going to force people back to work. Even if it's just part-time. If you're on Medicaid, if you're receiving benefits from the state of Michigan, and you're an able-bodied working person, well, guess what? You've got to work 20 hours a week. This is one of the changes they're proposing that's going to happen in the future. I believe it's either 26 or 27. It was 2029, but they're moving it up. And all they're saying is we want you to feel productive. We want you to feel like you have a purpose to get out of bed in the morning, to go to work, to do something that you believe in, that you're excited about doing, to generate a few extra dollars for yourself, but also give you worth, give you a reason to get out of bed in the morning. Make some changes in your community. Make some changes in your own life. Improve yourself. And in doing so, you're still entitled to your Medicaid benefits. They're not asking you to work full time. 20 hours a week. 4 hours a day. That's all they're asking for. If you want to work a Saturday, that's fine. You want to work for 8-10 hours? No problem. It goes toward this requirement to keep your Medicaid. Now, one of the other things that they're talking about is how they want to give the money back to the states regarding Department of Education. Well, Secretary of Education, Linda McMahon, she's already laying off people from the Department of Education. They're talking about even getting rid of their office in Washington. Kash Patel, the new FBI director, they're leaving the Hoover Building. The Hoover Building is so old, it is absolutely falling apart. They showed on an interview with Brett Baer yesterday that they've got fishnet netting up on the side of the facade of the Hoover Building because of the concrete fascia that they have on the building is so old, it's crumbling and falling off the building, landing on people's heads. They found a newer building right next door to the Department of Justice, and they're going to move the FBI there at a lower cost per square foot and a lower cost of operating and heating and air conditioning the building than they did in the old Hoover Building. He wants the J. Edgar Hoover Building torn down. Whoa. These are the kind of changes they're making. And it's not just happening in the FBI. It's happening everywhere. New buildings that they are moving into, more energy efficient, being heated and air conditioning better, cheaper, at a lower cost to the American taxpayer. This is the kind of stuff they're doing. And this is the kind of stuff Lansing needs to do. I got a very simple question, and I agree with the Republicans on this one. You either get your butt back to work in the office, or we're selling the building. We're going to stop leasing the building. We're going to sell the furniture. We're going to sell the computers. We're going to sell the copiers. We're going to have a fire sale, and we're shutting these offices down. You want to work from home? Then we're getting rid of the office space. This is the kind of stuff Matt Hall is emulating, following Elon Musk and Donald Trump's lead in Washington. This budget, folks, is going to be going through with a fine-tooth comb, and I can't wait to see what number the House Republicans come up with. I would absolutely love to see $60 billion as a proposed budget so the Democrats' heads can absolutely explode. $2 billion more than what the budget was at when Rick Snyder and Brian Kelly left office January 1st of 2011. Completely undo everything that Whitmer has done to this budget. When they left, it was $58 billion. And now they're talking about $86 billion to run our state government. Are you guys out of your mind? I forget the final number I heard in a report not too long ago. 45,000 state government workers in the state of Michigan. The biggest employer in our state is Michigan state government. Unbelievable and unacceptable. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down.